the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, qawwi ala khidmatika jawarihi, washdud ala al-azimati jawanihi, wahab liya al-jidd fi khashyatik, والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam states, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي. Strengthen my limbs in your service. Fortify my ribs in determination. وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْاتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ. Bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity in my being's joint to your service. This اتصال بخدمتك, this continuity in being joined to the service of the Almighty Allah, is what we discussed in the previous episode. وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْاتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ. This service of the Almighty Allah has different cases and instances, the most prominent of which is worshipping Allah. We said in the previous episode how important it is to worship the Almighty Allah and how it purifies our souls and how by that thing we can obtain the paradise. It has been narrated that the Almighty Allah has stated in some of His divine books, يَا ابْنَ أَدَمْ أَنَا حَيٌّ لَا أَمُوتْ أَتِعْنِي فِي مَا أَمَرْتُكْ حَتَّى أَجْعَلَكَ حَيًّا لَا تَمُوتْ. O son of Adam, I am the alive one who does not die. Obey what I have ordered you so that I would make you an alive one who would not die. يَا ابْنَ أَدَمْ أَنَا أَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ أَتِعْنِي فِي مَا أَمَرْتُكْ أَجْعَلْكَ تَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. O son of Adam, when I say to something be, it will become immediately. So worship me so that I would give you the ability to say to things be, and they would become immediately. So, in this regard, there are some other facts that have been mentioned in traditions as the best kinds of worship, which are knowing Allah and being humble towards Him. Even before worshipping Allah, these are considered as cases of worshipping Him. Constantly thinking about Allah and His power, saying La ilaha illallah, saying there is no deity but Allah, and also La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, saying there is no power except from Allah. These things are all mentioned in the traditions and also considered as the cases of worshipping. Even sincerity, piety, thoughtfulness, observing the rites of the believers, silence, and all the things we already know, things like hajj, fasting, prayer, ignoring the sins, hiding your own worship, humility in performing the obligatory deeds, seeking lawful sustenance even, and lenience in our speech. They are all considered as worshipping Allah, even loving the household of the Prophet ﷺ, is an independent kind of worshipping.
Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
As stated in the divine traditions and other traditions as well, the believing servant is of so much value that respecting him is considered equal to respecting Allah, and disrespecting him is as disrespecting Allah. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has narrated from Gabriel, from the Almighty, من أهان لي وليا فقد بارزني بالمحاربة. Anyone who disrespects my friend and my favorite servant has indeed rose to fight me. That's why serving the believing servants is like worshipping Allah, because serving the believer is in fact serving Allah. That's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, من قضى لأخيه المؤمن حاجة كان كمن عبد الله دهره. The one who fulfills a request of his religious brother is like the one who has worshipped Allah all his lifetime. Also, in this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam states, من قضى لأخيه المؤمن حاجة قضى الله عز وجل له يوم القيامة 100,000 حاجة من ذلك أولها الجنة. If one fulfills an exegesis of his religious brother, Allah would fulfill 100,000 of his exegesis, the first of which is granting the paradise. This is showing the vast ocean of mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the things we can do, we can have in order to reach paradise, in order to reach salvation. And all these ways to reach salvation are put before us. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.